To sport now, American Magic say they should be ready to compete in the Prada semi-final of the America's Cup later this week. But the big question is whether their boat has been mended sufficiently following its spectacular capsize a week ago for them to be competitive against the Italian boat Lunarossa. On the line from San Diego is US sailing veteran Tom Eamon, who has a long association with the America's Cup, most recently becoming founder of the Sailing Illustrated website. Good morning to you, Tom.
Hey, good morning. It's Corin, right?
Yes, it is. Good morning, sir. Very nice of you to join us.
My pleasure. I'm in San Francisco, by the way, but nonetheless on the West Coast, and nice to be with you.
Excellent. Now, what do you make of this race from American Magic to get back in the game? It looks like they'll get on the water. Do you think they can have a competitive boat, though?
It's a huge uphill battle. It's a huge ask. Terry Hutchinson and his team have been working literally 24/7 since the accident. And as a longtime New York Yacht Club member, I sure hope they do. I think for the sake of the event, I see all the Kiwis, everybody's cheering them on. But to repair a boat to the extent that they have to, having to do not only the hull and the big delamination on the side of the hull, which your Team New Zealand boat builders have kindly helped repair in a significant, a huge way, they have to fix the electronics, they have to fix the hydraulic system. It's a big ask.
What have you made of the racing and what we've seen so far? How much is it down? Is this event about boat speed, or is it about team crews and their skills as sailors? Where's that balance?
Well, as you saw in this last race between Ineos and Prada, it's everything. It's fantastic boats, it's boat speed, it's tactics, it's puffs and shifts, it's boat handling. So if we have more racing like we did on your, what was it, your Saturday, it's this is all on. This is going to be fantastic.
Yes, so that must give American Magic some hope that if they can get a boat that is within striking distance at least, they can sail their best matches and still win.
Corin, it's a big uphill battle, as I said. Remember in 2000 when the New York Yacht Club boat broke up during one of the, what was then the Louis Vuitton Cup Challenger selection races, and they repaired the boat and never really came good after that. Now, this is a new era and a much stronger team in terms of dollars and resources. But here's their problem. There's two races this coming Friday, and it's a first to win four, best of seven, first to win four. There's two races Friday. Let's say they don't make it out there. They have to measure Wednesday, and they don't make it out there to race on Friday or get out there and the boat doesn't work. That's not the end of the world. But then they have to race two on Saturday and two more scheduled for Sunday. And the weather forecast on your Friday is 29 to 31. No, I beg your pardon. It's 10 to 19 knots. On Saturday, it's 15 to 27 knots out of the northeast, southwest Friday, northeast Saturday, and then 17 to 29 knots easterly on Sunday. And if I were Terry and the New York team, I'd rather have a softer breeze for at least Saturday.
Yes.
Or Friday,
so you
Friday
think
and
that
Saturday.
The boat would just put it under too much strain in those higher winds?
Well, I hope not, but I would be hoping for lighter air. But if anyone can do it, this team can. They've got the resources, the determination, the leadership of Terry Hutchinson, and we shall soon see. In the meantime, Prada have a bit of a problem sorting out the back end of their boat because they, unlike the other three teams, including ETNZ, the other three teams all have a skipper and a tactician, and we've seen that perform brilliantly in the case of Ineos, Team New Zealand. And I think you will see problems if they haven't rectified that on Prada. I think you may see some problems with them in making those decisions, making the tactical calls, handling the boat. And if so, it could be an interesting weekend.
We have seen surprises, though. I mean, Ineos UK, have you been surprised by their incredible turnaround and that they look so uncompetitive in those early races? Were they foxing or did they just genuinely get their boat sorted out?
No, they weren't foxing. As we might say in our sport, sandbagging, which is an old term. No, they weren't. They genuinely had problems in that pre-Christmas racing. Now, one big difference. Well, first of all, they've repaired the boat. Yeah, Corin, they have fixed the boat significantly. As Ben Ainslie, Sir Ben, has said, they have changed their mast. They have changed their rudder. They've changed the tefoil on the bottom of the rudder, yada, yada, yada. It's new sails. What is also different? I wouldn't say the biggest difference necessarily, but remember, pre-Christmas, it was light. It was soft. And that boat was frankly, was a pig in light air. And they had foils that were too small, couldn't get the thing foil-borne. They got lapped. It was laughable. Now, the breeze, we've been uprange, both last weekend and this coming weekend. So I suspect a lot of INEOS Team UK's increased better performance has to do with just being in more breeze.
Just finally, looking at from afar, how do you think Team New Zealand will be feeling at the moment? They're seeing these boats making some gains. Do you think they are worried that they're perhaps missing out on that match racing fitness?
If I were ETNZ, I would be quietly confident. I think they still are the odds-on favorite to win this. Historically, the Defender has always won after they challenge and win the Cup and bring it back. They've always won the first time around, and I think ETNZ probably will this time as well. And let's see what happens. Don't be surprised. You heard it here first. Don't be surprised if you see Sir Ben Ainslie and INEOS out practicing with and against ETNZ while these other two teams are racing.
Right. Fascinating stuff. Tom, thank you very much for your analysis there. Tom Eamon from San Francisco this morning, U.S. sailing veteran.